Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 17th day of Shabbat, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksubos, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Vov. In the previous Mishnayos, beginning with Hamadris Ishto, we've learned the halacha that the man must divorce her, but pay the Ksubah. That means that the woman can demand a Ksubah, demand from her husband a get, and she does not lose the Ksubah. Our Mishnah is going to teach us a case where the husband divorces her but does not have to give a ksuba at all. The Elu, the following women who need to get a get but also lose the entitlement of a ksuba, Yotzes Shalabi ksuba, and they are as follows. Ha'oiveres al das Moshe, a woman who is being divorced because she violates the Torah of Moshe. We'll soon see in our Mishnah what that means. She gives her husband to eat things that are awesome in our Torah. Vihudis, she violates the standard way of Jewish conduct. And here we're talking about sneers, we're talking about modesty. We're not talking about things which are directly in the Torah, but things which are regarded as the norm, normally accepted conduct of sneers, and she violates that. Says the Mishnah further, Ve'ezer hi das Moshe. Now we define what is Das Moshe, literally the law of Moshe. Machilato she'ena me'uzer. For example, she gives him to eat things that have not been tithed. Trumas and Moses haven't been taken. The Gemara explains, for example, she says to her husband, the next one over, he fixed up the grain. He separated from some Moses. And based on that, he ate the food. Afterwards, he happened to ask the friend, I asked the person who she said, who his wife said is separated from his wife, is it true? And he says, no, I didn't do anything of the sort. So she has effectively cheated him in giving him things which were not kosher to eat, things that that need to have mice taken and they weren't. Or another example, umasham shato nida, or she had relations with him when she was a nida. She told her husband she was tohu, she was pure. He lived with her, and afterwards it turned out that she was a nida. Or she doesn't separate challah from the dough, and she gives her husband to eat. And here again, the Gemara explains it's a similar case to what we had before, where she tells the husband, Yankel separated the dough. He fixed up the dough. He separated challah, and based on that, he ate from that challah or from that bread. And afterwards, he goes and asks his friend, and turns out that nothing of the sort occurred. He didn't take challah at all. So she lied to him and gave him food to eat that was not, that had not challah been taken. Vunoideres v'ena mekayemas, or a woman who makes vows but she doesn't keep the vows. And that's pretty serious because the Gemara says that children die as a result of parents making vows and not being kept. So all these examples of cases where he can divorce her or he must divorce her and she loses entitlement to the ksuba. What's an example, says the Mishnah, of Ezoi Das Yehudas? What does it mean she doesn't keep the norm of the Jewish standard of tzneos? Yotza Lash Bereisha Purah. She goes out to the market, to the markets in public, and her hair is uncovered. The Gemara explains, what? Hair is uncovered? That's not just Das Yehudas, that's against the Torah. As the Torah talks about a soita upara roisesh ezroish isha, he shall undo the hair of the woman. Or uncover the hair of the woman. So why do we only call this Das Yehudis? It should be under Das Moshe. So the Gemara explains, we're talking about a case where a woman, she does cover hair, but it's not the way the Das Yehudis, it was not the done thing. The custom or it didn't satisfy the prevailing custom of tznius, and therefore that were grounds for divorce and even losing the ksuba. Another example, V'tova Bashuk, she exposes herself while she spins threads in the marketplace, in a way of tznius. Or medaberesim kolodim, or she's a chatterbox with everybody, talks, and with the Gemara explains, she talks with the young men, with bachurim, in not a tznius way at all. She has to have a get, and she does not even get the ksuba. Abishol Omer, he says, afa makaleles yoldov befinov. Also, a woman who curses her husband's parents, those who gave birth to him, in front of him. Rabbi Tarfon Amar Afa Kalonis. Rabbi Tarfon says this also is a woman who is a loud mouth. That's also included in Overes Das Yehudis. and she loses a ksuba and loses marriage. What's an example? The Azi Kalonis, what's an example of a loudmouth? While she's talking in her house, and her friends can hear what she's saying because she's saying it so loudly. And the Gemara explains, we're talking about conversations which are very private. She's talking about, or they're talking about intimate relations. And then she, what's his name? She speaks especially loud, and the friends can hear it, and he's absolutely embarrassed from these conversations. So that's another ground for divorce and no ksuba to be given. Mishnah Zayin. This is a Mishnah comes to tell us, as a continuation from the previous Mishnah, cases of women leaving the marriage without exuba as well. And it comes to tell us that a woman who was married, and afterwards it turns out that she's got her vows on her, or she has certain blemishes, she leaves the marriage without exuba. Hamakadish ish almanos in the land of Dorim, a man who gives kiddushin to woman on the condition that she doesn't have vows on her. And afterwards we find out that she had vows. What type of vows? The Gemara explains, for example, that she's not going to eat meat, or she's not going to drink wine, or she's not going to have nice clothes. All these nadorim, these type of vows, are things which a husband would get a bit upset about. And therefore, if he finds out about it, eino mekudeshes, she's not mekudeshes, she's not considered a married lady at all. She doesn't even need to get. Why? Because the condition was not fulfilled. Knosos tam, what happens if he went through to chuppah, to marrying her with the word in nesuin, but stam, he did not mention any condition anymore. He didn't say, I'm marrying you now, I'm completing the marriage now on condition that you don't have vows. But it was found out later that she did. V'nimtzu aleha nedarim. And it was those type of vows which, as we said before, a normal husband would be upset about, not happy at all. Teitzei v'shelo b'ksuva. She leaves the marriage, but this time she does need a get, unlike the case of where the kiddushin was a mistake. This is or the kiddushin was on tanai. Here the kiddushin was not on tanai, just the nisuin. So she leaves the marriage, but she needs a get. Teitzei b'lo shelo b'ksuva without a ksuba. Now the Gemara explains that even if at the time of kiddushin he did make a condition, he said, "I mekadosh you on the condition you don't have any vows on you." Then he marries her with nesuin. Sometimes a year later, that's what they used to do. And at the time of nesuin, he does not make that condition. She needs a get still. Why? Because since she was married now without any ketanai, we say there's a klal, ein odam oisa bilasa bilas nos. The person would not make his be'ila, would not make his relation that he had with a woman into his nos, if he could make it into a kedushin, into a marriage. And we say that probably he was moichel his tanai, his condition, and he lived with her for the sake of kedushin. And even if you find a dorim, therefore even if there are vows that she is left with, we cannot permit her to someone else without a get. But she does not keep the ksuba. Why doesn't she keep the ksuba? Because as far as money is concerned, the husband can say, no, he was not moichel his tanai. And what is the famous rule about money? You want to take money out, you have to bring the proof. Here too, he would have to bring, she would have to bring the proof that he was mochel his tanai. And otherwise he can say, I wasn't mochel my tanai. That's as far as money is concerned. But as far as a get, she has to have a get. Amanos she'ein bo mumin. What happens if he marries a mekadosh isha? He gives a kiddushin on condition that there's no blemishes on her. Now there are blemishes. Turns out there are. Ein mekadosh. She's not going to be mekadosh. Again, because her condition, or the condition, was not fulfilled. What happens, however, knosos tam? What happens if he married her without any condition? He went through up to the chuppah, and then there are blemishes on her. And now the husband says, "Hey, this is a mekach tos. This is I was cheated." Now it turns out she's got these blemishes on her. Teitzei shelo b'ksuba. She goes out of the marriage, no ksuba, but she needs a get. Whether he was mekadosh stam and married her stam, whether he was Mekadosh on condition that there's no blemishes. But afterwards, when it came to the chuppah and the marriage, he married his stam without mentioning the condition again. She needs a get. She needs a get because it could be that there was a proper condition and a proper marriage. He didn't repeat the condition afterwards. But again, as far as paying her the ksuppah, he can say, I wasn't Meichel Maitanai. I might kept my condition. I didn't say it, but I was not Meichel Maitanai condition, and therefore I don't owe you ksuppah. When it comes to money, Hamotzi Mechaver Lebrai, she would have to prove that he was Meichel the condition. Then finally, the Mishnah says, Kol Hamumin Poislin Bakoinim. All blemishes that passel a coin, that would render a coin unfit to serve, and they are all enumerated in Masechta Bechoros, these type of women, poislin banoshim, would also make a woman who was married on condition she doesn't have any blemishes, that would make that condition possible as well. And if there were found on a woman, these type of women, and the husband married her stam without any condition, without saying the condition, she needs a get, but no ksuba. No ksuba is given. If he was Mekadosh or on condition that there's no blemishes, and he hasn't yet done Nisuin yet, or he did Nisuin and he went and repeated the condition, then she doesn't even need to get, because then again, it's a proper. The whole kiddushin was cheated. It's a Mekatos, and therefore she wouldn't even need to get in that situation.